Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Michael Dooley has served as team president of HBU Mock Trial. The mock trial involves an imitation trial involving a plausible scenario. The HBU mock trial team received an honorable mention at the 2019 American Mock Trial Association Open Round Championship Series in Tennessee, and as well as an honorable mention for the Houston Regional ORCS tournament as well. Michael Dooley earned a Top Witness Award at the Houston Regional Tournament. Wow, that sounds very interactive. Tell me about it.
Well, it's definitely an experience you don't forget. Just hearing hearing you speak about it kind of makes me nervous because of how much pressure you're under.
Yeah.
But earning the award, as well as the other people on the team who won their awards as well, it's a fantastic experience.
So tell us what a mock trial is. Take us through the whole thing.
So there are trials, so that means it's not something that you would have outside of court. It's something that has to be in trial. So you have opening statements, your direct and cross-examinations, and your closing statements. And essentially, you're doing what is kind of like in theater, you're putting on a play. You're representing characters as witnesses, you're representing attorneys as yourself, and you're trying to develop a theme and persuade it. And essentially, the team who does the best at persuading their point based on their character, their how they present themselves, those are the teams that will win. And then if you earn enough points or accrue enough, I believe it's purely pointed, you may earn an award like I did during the regional tournament in Houston last year.
Tell me how you, in earning that award, that must have been a special day in your life.
Yes. For me, I do expert witnesses. Character witnesses, I'm not very persuasive on, but I play expert witnesses naturally because I prefer facts and data over perhaps taking a very interesting character. And thankfully, they believe that I was convincing enough to be the particular character I was, which was Dr. McCoy, which was actually a fantastic privilege that I did not expect. And when I received the award, I still remember myself being flabbergasted because I was like, there's no way. I just couldn't believe it.
And I noticed it's involving a plausible scenario. So give me some scenarios.
So the scenario we had last year was actually an individual called Alex Grace who ran a show thinking, think of Jimmy Fallon. And he had an animal act that was a lie, a chimpanzee. And Danny Kosak was a handler. Well, the set was something like this, how we have now. And unfortunately, during that event, the chimpanzee just happened to go completely wild and ended up actually killing someone on the set.
Mm.
Well, the Eliza chimpanzee retreated and was put down, and then now we're sitting in a court case trying to figure out who's at fault. And it's a particular case in negligence, which means that we're trying to figure out, was it Alex Grace, the show host, who was negligent, or was it Danny Kosak, the animal handler, that was negligent? And the unfortunate thing is that we don't know what the right answer is. We're just told you have to present a one side or the other, or both. Actually, you're supposed to do both. So
it's interesting that the honorable mention of the HBU mock trial team at the American Mock Trial Association 2019 Open Round Championship Series in Tennessee, and the honorable mention at the Houston Regional. There's a lot of competitors in those fields.
Yes, it's very privileging to know that even though we didn't win the award, we were an honorary mention of it, because we always try to carry ourselves as a team as the most genuine possibility. We're trying to carry on the Christian standard of being an attorney in this particular sphere, as well as keeping ourselves natural and true. And I don't know how they gauge how the awards are, and they have a process, but I don't truly understand it. But I'm just very happy to see that they thought that we were deserving of that as an honorable mention.
So who would be some of your competitor schools?
Generally speaking, everyone.
Really?
There's no such thing as, oh, this school has a down pat, they'll win. No, we've been able to knock out top competing schools that go to the championship level just because we were that little bit much better.
Mm.
So really there's nothing like, oh, Yale versus us, oh, Yale's always gonna win. Well, that may necessarily be true based upon how Yale has been doing. That doesn't mean that they're out of reach. So main competition would be Rice University, Baylor University, University of St. Thomas. I mean, just put the laundry list of universities. Thank God it's a laundry list of mock trial teams that compete, and any one of them can go. And it's one of those situations where you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you've prepared for months, but you never ultimately know the conclusion until it's over.
Mm-hmm. Now, so tell us about Michael Dooley. I mean, you're from?
The United States Virgin Islands, sir.
The United States Virgin Island. What island?
Specifically Charlotte Amalie.
Charlotte Amalie. What's the population of that island?
I don't remember the figure specifically, but I do know that you could probably count it with a pencil on a piece of paper, so
okay.
Probably 10, 20,000 people. It's not a very particularly large island, something like Puerto Rico, but...
Sure, and so tell us how you came from that island to Texas, and then, but ultimately, how did you get to HBU?
Well, as a kid, I never really did anything except go to school, come home, play, as normal kids would do. And then when my parents saw that they wanted to get me the best education and put me in the best situation possible, they moved to Texas to give me that. Went to some of the best schools that I can recall and that were in the area. And then I decided that I wanted to have a Christian worldview on everything because I saw the problems that we were facing in our era, even though I was completely uneducated and majorly ignorant in many respects. And since I've come to HBU, I've been able to transform in an individual that if I were to see myself now, if I was in high school, I would just be in awe because I wouldn't have been able to see it coming. So my journey to HBU has been fraught with, you know, difficulties, but ultimately now that I'm here, I'm super happy.
So, I mean, were your parents Christians?
Yes.
And how did you actually pick HBU?
So originally, the sincere story is it was between UH and HBU. My aunt had attended HBU and didn't earn a degree, but took some classes here for her job. She worked at the medical examiner's office. And as you can see, the medical degree still, or the medical field is still doing great.
Yeah.
But I chose HBU over U of H because I valued the one-on-one interaction between the professor and the student. I had taken some classes at UH or the University of Houston to kind of see as a litmus test to see, is this what I want to do or is this what I want to do? And I found that at HBU, the campus was just calming and peaceful. The people were friendly. The diversity was unlike any other. Even U of H can't come close to us. The professors were cordial, kind, and sincere. And it was something that I wanted to learn from. These are the people, and this is the university I want to be affiliated with.
You know, I've heard that repeatedly. And people want to belong to some place that cares about them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one of those intrinsic values in life where people can give you an education, but if you don't feel that you made a connection with someone along the way, it can, even if it was like a medical degree that certified you in neuroscience, you may not really feel that. But I think a lot of the people that come to HBU, as compared to U of H, are really focused not only on that Christian lifestyle and that Christian worldview, but also interested in really forming those powerful and close relationships with students, professors, and faculty. I know a lot of people in the humanities department, I know a lot of people as professors and as students, and every single time I talk to them, I have a smile on my face because I deeply care about those connections that I formed with those people. And that really is a privileging experience because in other places, you may not even have access to be able to do that. So it truly is a blessing.
Now, Michael, you're a senior at HBU now.
Yes, sir.
So take me back the few years you've been here. What are the notable mentions of people that have really made their mark on you here?
So when I first came to the university, I had no clue what I wanted. I thankfully had parents that really wanted me to figure out what I wanted to do. And when I decided to become an attorney, that was really the turning point in where I am now. But I was pointed to Dr. Tyler, who is my current mentor and advisor, by Dr. Wilson. I was taking the first year seminar class, and Dr. Wilson was the professor for that. And he really formed a connection with me that allowed me to understand who I was as a person, where I was, and where I need to go. And he pushed me in a manner that allowed me to seek avenues that I never would have gone after before. I don't consider myself ambitious, but Dr. Wilson allowed me to unlock those parts of me that I didn't really even know about and allowed me to push even further. And then when I met Dr. Tyler, I found out, okay, I want to become an attorney. And then by having other professors put a profound mark on my life, like Dr. Hammonds or so on and so forth, there's so many people that I could list all of them, but I apologize to everyone I didn't mention. It really gives you that passion, that power that just education and information alone won't give you. And that's something that I've treasured. I will always treasure that.
Well, you know, when you bring up names like John Tyler, Chris Hammonds, doctors, both of them phenomenal men. I can't imagine that being a young man to train under men like that. It must be very special.
It's terrifying. actually, because you can see the difference between you and them, and you can, you don't know, but you can understand the difficulties they had to traverse, where Dr. Wilson with his wife, and Dr. Tyler with trying to teach the next generation, and Dr. Hammond's working so diligently to get that Morrison Center, if I'm, hopefully I'm recalling it correctly. They're doing these things that normally most people don't even know about, and they're just doing it on the side, and, or not on the side, but they're doing it without anyone knowing. And you start seeing the difference between you as a student and where you are now and where they are, and you don't really know what happened. But you know that every single time they tell you something or they give you a lesson or they do something that really makes a point, they're not doing it because they want, no, they're doing it because they want to benefit you. And that truly is how you form those connections and that those bonds, because you know that they deeply care about you. They will aid you as much as possible, as humanly possible, because they're intrinsically doing it to benefit you, not for anything else. And that in and upon itself is just a blessing among the other things everyone at the university that I've interacted with has been able to do for me. So it's just very privileging.
Well, and you know, I know the sincerity of those words is it's the real deal here. I mean, these folks care and they show it on a daily basis. So how important is the Christian worldview at HBU to you? Because you're are you going to be an attorney?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Studying for the LSAT right now. I take it on Saturday.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, that, you know, when you see here Christian and lawyer, a lot of times some people say, well, that's an oxymoron, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, I think it stems from people not really reading into it. Not a lack of, not ignorance or arrogance. No, I think it's just that they haven't really taken the time to understand what is a Christian lawyer. A lawyer is a lawyer. They're someone who advocates zealously for their clients or someone who represents the law, the Constitution, the people. But also at the same time, a Christian attorney is those same things, except they have the worldview of a Christian where their mission is to help people. The reason for me becoming an attorney is because it fits my skill set and my talents, but also because I know every single time I represent a client, whether it's an easy client, hard client, whatever, I know that at the end of the day, I will feel better about myself and knowing that I helped this client or this person or whatever. And then it also enables me in the future maybe to come back and teach at HBU. That would be fantastic later in my years, but also just to give back. And as an attorney, I'm not an attorney right now, but I can say from the people I know, they're marginally different. Many lawyers just are focused on their clients and law and their firm and stuff like that. But Christian attorneys, they're very well-rounded. They're trained classically in education. They're given everything they need in their tool set before they even get to law school, so that when they get there into law school, they already have their Christian worldview to aid them so that they're much more capable of dealing with the world that, as it is, as well as giving the educational background with things like something like Blackstone or Cicero or Aquinas, these names that many people would associate with very important in terms of forming law and what we understand today. So I'd say just in a very simple sentence that the main difference between a Christian lawyer and a regular lawyer is where their focuses are.
Now, why would you tell a prospective student to come to Houston Baptist University?
There's a lot of reasons to come. I mean, you have a very, well, a brand new engineering school. You have an excellent medical college. You have an excellent humanities core. I mean, you have all these things. But a lot of these students can research that online. They don't need another person like me to tell them that. They can do their due diligence and figure that out themselves. But what I would say to any student that would want to come to HBU, it's really to consider the simple following. Do you want a Christian worldview on a lot of these topics? And what the professors at HBU do is that they give that Christian perspective, but they also give other perspectives. Perspectives that you would normally not have, where let's play the devil on this situation. How would we feel if we were completely opposite to this worldview or that or the other? And it really enables you to look at every single situation in a light that most other people can't, because you're able to see those perspectives not only in a Christian light, but in other lights, so that you can form the right path to go.
You know, you bring up an important point, Michael, because often when you go to a university, you just hear, forgive me, but you hear a bit of the left viewpoint. You certainly don't have the inclusion of a Christian worldview. And so, in a sense, it is incomplete. And but HBU is no slack university. And there's some Christian universities, I love them and thank God for them, but the intellectual rigor does not necessarily characterize all of them, but it certainly characterizes HBU. This place stretches you from a scholarly standpoint, doesn't it? Speak to that.
So in terms of the left and the viewpoints that would be considered opposite of Christianity, that isn't true. You can be left or right or wherever and be a Christian. And what HBU does to kind of like show you that we're not, you know, that way where, oh, you're Christian, you can't like this. No, we are. The university is very accepting of wherever you are, whatever mm-hmm. background, whether you're from the Middle East, Asia, Europe, whether you have militant oppression to, or opposition to what is practiced here at HBU, we will do our best, not only as students, but also as professors and faculties, as what I've seen them practice and do. They will do their best to accommodate because they want to educate you and they want to enrich you. And then, what was your second point? I apologize.
Well, I'm just talking about the intellectual rigor of HBU.
The intellectual rigor at HBU stems from a very interesting layered cake, where you have the professors at the very top pushing to be as best as possible. They want to inspire you to be excellent. They want you to be the best in every regard. And then you have students on the middle just interacting with each other. Oh, this person's getting an A. This guy's working really hard. So you know for a fact, if you see someone working hard, you're going to work hard too. It's small stuff like that. And then at the very bottom, you have the atmosphere. HBU doesn't look like some random place that's just here because it's here. No, its purpose is to serve not only Jesus Christ as Lord, but also the students. Mm-hmm. So people see that, and it's not something that can be spoken, it's something that's just understood when you're on campus. So you see many people, whether it's an MDA or the library or other places, they're looking in their books and they're studying and they're working hard. Because I believe, and I firmly understand this to be true from my viewpoint and what I've seen, that the majority of the people, almost all the people who come here, athletes or whatever, are sincerely focused not only on their skill set, whether it's becoming a medical doctor, a physician assistant, or going into sports like the NBA or the NFL, they are very focused on their studies. Because the professors here at HBU and the students here at HBU and the faculty here at HBU stress the importance of it. Because if you can't see the importance of something, what's the point of, you know, pursuing it? What's the importance of filing your taxes if you don't understand why you do it and why it's important? And these are just analogies I try to use to make people just see it in a better light rather than just saying, oh, it's this way because, well, it's that way, and trying to get under that layer. And then the icing on the entire cake is knowing that, for a fact, every single person is working to one goal, be their best, advance as far as possible. And they know that if they need help, they can rely on students, faculty, staff, et cetera. And that's just one of the very beautiful little systems that you don't really know about until you're at HBU and experiencing it yourself.
So well said. Michael Dooley has served as the team president at the HBU mock trial. And Michael, you have really hit the nail on the head. I mean, there's no telling where a young man like you is going to go with Christ in your heart and focus. Now, so you after graduating, what's next?
So my goal is to become a trial attorney. Since mock trial, I've been able to kind of explore what my skill set is and where I would fit best. And I'm not saying that, you know, trial attorney is like the one thing every lawyer wants to be, but it kind of is, and it's unfortunate that the one place that I want to go to that will be the best for me is also the hardest. But I take that as a challenge, you know. For every no, there's a yes somewhere down the line. And that ultimately is what pushes me on. So hopefully becoming a trial attorney or just becoming an attorney, you know. I'm taking the LSAT, so looking down from where I am for the days, just hoping to do my best on there. I know I can do it. Just got to put the hard work, and then, you know, I'll get the yes eventually, right?
You will.
And then just keep going.
You will, Michael. I have no doubt about it. This is another reason why HBU makes the difference in your life. It's a reason why you, through your charitable giving, in addition to your church, remember HBU, because we go to train tomorrow's leaders, and it takes men and women sacrificially giving at hbu.edu/giving to make that happen. We're going to watch all the good things that come in the days ahead in your life. All God's best to you, Michael.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.